Messages to the Baha'i World, 1950 to 1957, by Shoghi Effendi. Reel 1, Side 1. Your reader will be Walker A. Jensen.
Introduction. From early 1922 until 1950, the letters and cablegrams written by Shoghi Effendi in his capacity of guardian of the Baha'i faith were addressed to individual national spiritual assemblies or national Baha'i communities, conveying directives or explanations of matters reported to him as head of the faith and interpreter of its message. For example, the letters written to the American Baha'i community between 1927 and 1932 were later published under the title Baha'i Administration. A later series of letters sent to America were published as The World Order of Baha'u'llah. In 1950, the Guardian changed his emphasis from the needs or activities of national Baha'i bodies to the Baha'i world community, culminating in his initiation of the 10-year World Crusade launched in 1953, and for the first time calling upon the participation of all Baha'is in one common world plan. These letters likewise announced the establishment of the International Baha'i Council and the institution of the Hands of the Cause. The present volume reprints the major communications which Shoghi Effendi addressed to the Baha'i world from April 25, 1950, to his last general letter dated October 1957. For Baha'i readers, they possess unique importance in reporting the achievements of the World Crusade and determining its progressive unfoldment to the year 1963, the centenary of Baha'u'llah's announcement to the followers of the Bab of his prophetic mission as the one whose coming the Bab foretold. The World Crusade is not only establishing the faith of Baha'u'llah throughout the world, but is also preparing the way for the formation of the Universal House of Justice, the goal and apex of the New World Order of Baha'u'llah. For students of religion, this volume attests the vitality of the faith of Baha'u'llah and demonstrates its power to unite men and women of all national and cultural backgrounds in a common worship, a common understanding of the purpose of human existence, and a common consecration to create the unassailable foundation of world justice and world peace. Loyal to their respective governments and recognizing the divine mission of all prophetic founders of the religions of the past, the Baha'is stand above the traditional enmities and violence of the old order in its inevitable collapse and offer mankind the message of God revealed for this time of the end. Horace Holly, Wilmette, Illinois. Each message of Shoghi Effendi in this volume has been given a title, which will be read at the beginning of the message. The date of the message is given at the end. Review of World Progress of the Faith. Hail the valiant acts during the course of the last 12 months of members of firmly knit, world-embracing, divinely propelled Baha'i community, singly, collectively, both sexes, all ages, laboring in near and distant fields, in eastern and western hemispheres, gathered from diverse classes, creeds, and colors, as administrators in the respective homelands, or as settlers or itinerant teachers overseas, whether serving in private capacity or in official association with authorities. Second half of opening decade of second Baha'i century befittingly ushered in. Recent exploits in virgin territories of Western Hemisphere, Arabian Peninsula, South and East Asia raised to 100 the number of sovereign states and dependencies enrolled under the banner of the faith. Forthcoming celebrations commemorating the 100th anniversary of the martyrdom of the Herald of the Faith doubly glorious through association this historic victory, representing an increase of no less than 22 countries in the brief span of 6 years since the centennial of the declaration of his mission. Number of centers in Australasia now exceeds 60. Canadian community nearing 90 centers already established. Alaskan territory, 11 centers. European Gold Countries, 35. Number of newly declared believers almost doubled during course of past year. Baha'i literature enriched by translation into Welsh, Eskimo, Swahili, Hausa, Chinyaya, raising the total number of languages to 63. Languages in process of translation, 11. Official recognition, constituting a unique victory in the annals of the faith in the East and West, extending to newly formed National Spiritual Assembly of the Dominion of Canada through granting Act of Parliament, enabling the national elected representatives to incorporate as religious organization. Additional contract placed for the construction of the parapet crowning the arcade of the Bob's Mausoleum on Mount Carmel, raising the total tonnage ordered to almost 800. The erection of the ornamental columns of the temple's interior commenced. Ventilation and heating systems installed. Number of visitors since the opening of the edifice to the public, over 400,000. 6-year plan of the British Baha'i community triumphantly concluded. Almost quintupled number of assemblies in the British Isles. Laid basis administrative structure of the faith in the capital of Ayr, in the chief cities of North Ireland and Scotland. Plan initiated, Persian Baha'i community consummated, 31 assemblies, 17 groups, 11 isolated centers formed beyond prescribed objectives. Recognition long last, accorded by Iraqi authorities to all marriages solemnized by Baha'i assemblies in Iraq through official registration of the marriage certificate by court. First instance setting a momentous precedent throughout the Muslim East, constituting a significant landmark in the process of the emancipation of the Oriental followers of the faith from the fetters of religious orthodoxy. Certificate authorizing the celebration of Baha'i marriages issued by the District of Columbia Court. 8 islands of Hawaii granted authority to recognize Baha'i marriages. Baha'i marriage contract legalized by Attorney General throughout the territory of Alaska. Baha'i holy days recognized by Educational Department of the State of Victoria, Australia. 2nd European Teaching Conference convened in the capital city of Belgium, attended by 130 representatives from 19 countries. The historic first all-Swiss Baha'i conference, the latest, most promising fruit of the transatlantic enterprise initiated by the American Baha'i community, held in the Swiss capital, presaging the acquisition by the goal countries of an independent status within the family of Baha'i national communities. Process of extension of Baha'i endowments accelerated through the donation of 20-acre property near Anchorage, Alaska, purchase of 22 acres in neighborhood of Auckland, site of projected New Zealand summer school, grant of burial ground by Egyptian authorities to Port Said Baha'i community, ties binding the Baha'i international community to the United Nations reinforced through participation in European Regional Conference of Non-Governmental Organizations in Geneva and in Latin American conferences in Chile, Uruguay, and in similar conferences in Kansas and Lake Success. Through submission in response to the request of the UNO Committee of Statement on the Baha'i Concept and Method of Community Worship, subsequently transmitted to the Secretariat responsible for the planning of permanent headquarters in the United Nations. Last but not least, nay, the crowning achievement of the year just concluded, are the stupendous exertions of the vanguard of the resistless advancing Baha'i world community, resulting in the raising of $500,000, virtually attaining the objective set for the two-year drive to ensure the completion of the interior ornamentation of the Mother Temple of the West in anticipation of its approaching jubilee. First stage of austerity period resolutely embarked upon, successfully traversed. Resolution no less grim, self-abnegation no less heroic, solidarity and sacrifice no less striking, must needs distinguish the final phase of the stern struggle still facing the dauntless, high-minded, Spartan-souled American Baha'i community, designed to liquidate the deficit in the general fund, marring the otherwise spotless record of collective achievement, as well as to provide financial support imperatively required to meet, through prompt dispatch, a substantial number of competent pioneers, the emergency existing in Central and South America, thereby ensuring the glorious consummation of the 13-year-old enterprise through the formation of the projected twin national assemblies in Latin America. Shoghi. Cablegram, April 25, 1950. An enterprise transcending any national institution. Announced to believers through all national assemblies, termination initial stage of construction of dome structure designed to embellish and preserve the Bab Sepulchre on Mount Carmel. The two-year enterprise launched on the eve of the gravest turmoil rocking the Holy Land in modern times, involving the expenditure of $250,000, necessitating the transportation and placing of almost 800 tons of stone and marble mosaic, was consummated on the eve of the centenary of his martyrdom. My soul is thrilled in contemplation of the rising edifice, the beauty of its design, the majesty of its proportions, the loveliness of its surroundings, the historic associations of the site it occupies, the sacredness of the sanctuary it envelops, the transcendent holiness of the treasure it enshrines. My gratitude is deepened by the miraculous recovery of its gifted architect, Sutherland Maxwell, whose illness was pronounced hopeless by physicians. I acknowledge the valuable service rendered by Ugo Giacchieri through his supervision of the work of shipment of consignments to Haifa. The hour is ripe to undertake the preliminaries for the erection of the octagonal first unit of the superstructure, another milestone in the process set in motion 60 years ago by Baha'u'llah's visit to Mount Carmel. This process, which gathered momentum through the transportation of His Holiness the Bab's remains to the Holy Land after 50 years concealment, through the erection of the sanctuary by Abdu'l-Bahá in the darkest years of his ministry, through the entombment of the remains by him on the morrow of his 40-year incarceration, through the commencement of the construction of the arcade on the 40th anniversary of the interment of the holy dust, through the termination of the parapet on the eve of the centenary of the Bab's martyrdom, must be accelerated through the erection of the dome, attaining consummation through the emergence of the institutions of the World Administrative Center of the Faith in the vicinity of its World Spiritual Center, signalizing the sailing of the Divine Ark on God's mountain, prophesied in the Tablet of Carmel. I appeal to entire body of believers to seize this priceless opportunity to stimulate the unfoldment of this process through generous, sustained contributions for the furtherance of an enterprise transcending any national institution, whether Hazira or Mashriq al-Azhkar, reared in the past or in the process of construction. The hour is propitious, particularly during the 3-year interval separating centennials of the Bob's martyrdom and the birth of Baha'u'llah's mission, coinciding with the 100th anniversary of the greatest Holocaust in the history of the faith, to repay part of the infinite debt of gratitude owed its martyrs through hastening the conclusion of the holiest enterprise since the dawn of the revelation, interwoven with the ministries of Baha'u'llah and Abdu'l-Bahá, linking the heroic and formative ages of the Baha'i dispensation, cementing the ties binding the communities of the East and West with the world center of the faith, and shedding imperishable luster on the first and second centuries of the Baha'i era, which posterity will hail as the most befitting tribute to the one who made the most precious sacrifice for the sake of the most sublime faith in mankind's spiritual history. Shoghi, July 7, 1950. Opening door to pilgrimage. Announced to friends the delivery after more than 50 years of key to Qasr Masri by Israel authorities, historic dwelling place of Baha'u'llah after leaving prison city of Akka, now being furnished in anticipation opening door to pilgrimage. Shoghi. Cablegram, December 16, 1950. Formation of First International Baha'i Council. Proclaim National Assemblies of East and West weighty epoch-making decision of formation of First International Baha'i Council, forerunner of supreme administrative institution destined to emerge in fullness of time within precincts beneath shadow of world spiritual center of faith already established in twin cities of Akka and Haifa. Fulfillment of prophecies uttered by founder of faith and center of his covenant, culminating in establishment of Jewish state, signalizing birth after lapse of 2,000 years of an independent nation in the Holy Land, a swift unfoldment of historic undertaking associated with construction of superstructure of the Bab Sepulchre on Mount Carmel, present adequate maturity of 9 vigorously functioning national administrative institutions throughout Baha'i world, combined to introduce me to arrive at this historic decision marking most significant milestone in evolution of administrative order of the faith of Baha'u'llah in course of last 30 years. Nascent institution now created is invested with threefold functions. First, to forge link with authorities of newly emerged state. Second, to assist me to discharge responsibilities involved in erection of mighty superstructure of the Bab's holy shrine. Third, to conduct negotiations related to matters of personal status with civil authorities. To these will be added further functions in course of evolution of this first embryonic international institution, marking its development into officially recognized Baha'i court, its transformation into duly elected body, its efflorescence into universal house of justice, and its final fruition through erection of manifold auxiliary institutions constituting the world administrative center destined to arise and function and remain permanently established in close neighborhood of twin holy shrines. Hail with thankful, joyous heart, at long last, the constitution of International Council, which history will acclaim as the greatest event shedding luster upon second epoch of formative age of Baha'i dispensation, potentially unsurpassed by any enterprise undertaken since inception of administrative order of faith on Mao of Abdu'l-Bahá's ascension, ranking second only to glorious immortal events associated with ministries of 3 central figures of faith in course of first age of most glorious dispensation of the 5,000 century Baha'i cycle. Advise, publicize announcement through Public Relations Committee. Shogi. Cablegram, January 9, 1951. A Spiritual and Administrative World Center. Announce to friends of East and West the following. Furnishing Masra, completion of restoration of historic house of Baha'u'llah in Akka. Scene of prolonged affliction sustained by founder of faith, as well as supreme crisis suffered by Abdu'l-Bahá at hands of covenant breakers. Greatly enhanced international endowments in Holy Land in twin cities of Akka and Haifa now include twin holy shrines situated on plain of Akka and slope of Mount Carmel, twin mansions of Baji and Masra, twin historic houses inhabited by Baha'u'llah and Abdu'l-Bahá, twin international archives adjoining the Bab Sepulcher and the resting place of the greatest holy leaf, twin pilgrim houses constructed for Oriental and Occidental pilgrims, twin gardens of Rizwan and Firdaus associated with the memory of the author of the Baha'i dispensation. Greatly welcome assistance of the newly formed International Council, particularly its president, Mason Remy, and its vice president, Amelia Collins, to contact with authorities designed to spread the fame, consolidate the foundations, and widen the scope of influence emanating from the twin spiritual administrative world centers permanently fixed in the Holy Land, constituting the midmost heart of the entire planet. Shogi. Cablegram, March 2, 1951. Transcending in Sacredness. On occasion of celebration of Nowruz Festival, announce to followers of faith of Baha'u'llah, East and West, through national assemblies, completion of excavation for foundations for 8 piers designed to support the mighty dome of the Bab Sepulcher, as well as momentous decision to place $130,000 contract for the stonework of both cylinder and dome. Approaching centenary of the birth of the prophetic mission of the founder of the faith, the virtual consummation of the 50-year project culminating in the termination of the interior ornamentation of the Mother Temple of the West, the risks involved and delay owing to the threatening international situation, necessity to ensure increasing support to reinforce the newly forged ties with the civil authorities of the recently emerged state in the Holy Land through the formation of the International Baha'i Council, the considerable saving effected through signature to the contract for the entire stonework required to erect the superstructure of the edifice, impel me to take the major step in the development of the swiftly progressing, irresistibly advancing enterprise transcending in sacredness any collective undertaking launched in the course of the history of the 100-year-old faith. I am moved to renew my fervent plea addressed to all national and local assemblies and believers in all continents of the globe to arise and determinedly gird up their loins to contribute through curtailment of budgets adequate appropriations from national and local funds, as well as direct sustained individual donations, to ensure uninterrupted financial support, however great the sacrifice involved, however heavy the burdens, however distracting the successive crises of the present critical hour. Austerity period previously affecting the fortunes of the American Baha'i community, unavoidably prolonged, and now extended to embrace the entire Baha'i world in recognition of the pressing needs and paramount importance of the glorious international task. Urge followers of the Most Great Name to demonstrate a still nobler spirit of self-abnegation in the course of the swiftly diminishing interval separating us from the 100th anniversary of the birth of the mission of the author of the Revelation, commemorating the centenary of the bloodbath constituting the most tragic episode in Baha'i history, associated with the martyrdom of the immortal Tahira, the subjection of Baha'u'llah to the rigors of the Sayyid Shah in Tehran, and the barbarous execution of unnumbered heroes and saints of the apostolic age of the Baha'i dispensation. Shoghi. Cablegram, March 21, 1951. Pilgrim kings to pay humble tribute. Announced to friends of East and West completion of two additional terraces marking termination of scheme initiated quarter century ago, designed to fulfill Master's cherished desire to connect directly through a series of nine terraces, the Bab Sepulcher with Templar Colony at the foot of Mount Carmel. Machinations of covenant breakers who succeeded in shelving project for more than a decade foiled. Hail success of enterprise presaging the day destined to witness, as envisaged by Abdu'l-Bahá, pilgrim kings ascending this route to pay humble tribute Martyr Herald of Faith of Baha'u'llah. Shoghi. Cablegram, April 2, 1951. Epoch-making events. My heart is filled with thankfulness at contemplation of the chain of swiftly succeeding epoch-making events transpiring in the course of the fifth year of the second seven-year plan, rendered memorable through association with the centenary of the martyrdom of the Prophet Herald of the Baha'i dispensation, testifying to God's unfailing protection and the manifold blessings vouchsafed to the community of the Most Great Name, alike in its world center and in all continents of the globe. Divine retributive justice is strikingly demonstrated through a series of sudden, rapid, devastating blows sweeping over leaders and henchmen of breakers of Baha'u'llah's covenant, foiling the schemes, leveling the hopes, and well-nigh extinguishing the remnants of the conspiring crew which dared challenge the authority, succeeded in inflicting untold sorrow, and assiduously plotted to disrupt the will and testament of its appointed center. Triumphant, resistlessly expanding Baha'i administrative order now embraces 106 sovereign states and dependencies, constituting an addition of no less than 27 countries with the centenary celebration of the declaration of the mission of the Holy Bab. The number of languages into which Baha'i literature is translated or in process of translation is over 80. The number of incorporated assemblies, local and national, is 110. The centenary of the martyrdom of the Herald of the Faith was befittingly commemorated, synchronizing with the completion of the arcade and parapet of his sepulcher on Mount Carmel, marking the termination of the two-year, $250,000 enterprise. The preliminaries for the erection of two additional pillars of the Universal House of Justice, culminating in the formation of national assemblies in Central America, Mexico, and the Antilles, and in South America, have been successfully concluded following the raising of a similar pillar in the Dominion of Canada. The interior ornamentation of the Mother Temple of the West is virtually completed, paving the way for the provision of accessories and landscaping in preparation of its public dedication destined to coincide with the twin celebrations of the consummation of the 50-year-old enterprise and the birth of Baha'u'llah's prophetic mission. The prelude to the historic African campaign, the foremost objective of the two-year plan of the Baha'i community of the British Isles, linking in formal association four national assemblies, is marked by the departure of the first pioneer to Tanganyika and plans for settlement, Gold Coast, and Uganda. contracts amounting to over $210,000 successively placed for stones, window frames, railing, steel, cement, required for the erection of the octagon, cylinder, and dome of the bomb sepulcher, raising to 1,600 tons total tonnage ordered from Italy. The quarter-century-old project is terminated through the construction of the last two terraces connecting the same edifice with the Templar colony at the foot of Carmel. The four-year plan initiated by the Persian National Assembly in the promotion of the interests of the women members of the community is successfully concluded despite increasing disabilities resulting from the recrudescence of religious fanaticism afflicting the sore-pressed homeland of Baha'u'llah. A notable step in the progress of Baha'i women of the Middle East is taken through the extension of the right of membership in local assemblies to women believers in Egypt. The third European teaching conference and summer school was held in Copenhagen, attended by 177 persons representing 22 countries. The second All-Swiss conference convened in Zurich, foreshadowing the closer integration of the 10 goal countries of the European continent through the eventual formation of regional national assemblies in Scandinavia, the Benelux countries, Switzerland, Italian, and Iberian peninsulas. Baha'i literature in Greenlandic, previously disseminated as far as Thule, Eta, beyond the Arctic Circle, has been dispatched to radio station in Brundlensford, Parry Island, 82nd latitude, northernmost outpost of the globe. Ties linking the world center of the faith with the newly emerged, rapidly consolidating sovereign state in the Holy Land have been reinforced through the delivery by the Ministry of Religious Affairs of the Masriya Mansion into Baha'i custody, the recognition of Baha'i holy days by the Ministry of Education and Culture, following exemption granted to Baha'i international endowments, and recognition accorded Baha'i marriage certificate. Baha'u'llah's residence in Akka has seen a severe crisis in the course of the ministries of the founder of the faith in the center of his covenant, renovated and furnished, are added to the holy places already open to the steadily swelling number of visitors, both local and foreign. A significant step was taken by the city government of Cairo, presaging the eventual recognition by state authorities of the Baha'i laws of personal status, already codified and submitted to the central government by the Egyptian National Assembly. Bonds binding the Baha'i world community to United Nations, strengthened by Baha'i participation in regional conference of non-governmental organizations in Geneva and Istanbul. Preliminary steps taken in preparation of final design for the Mashriq al-Azhkar on Mount Carmel by President of the International Baha'i Council, specifically appointed by Abdu'l-Bahá to be its architect. Process of the unfoldment of the ever-advancing administrative order accelerated by the formation of the International Baha'i Council designed to assist in the erection of the superstructure of the bomb sepulcher, cement ties uniting the budding World Administrative Center with the recently established state, and pave the way for the formation of the Baha'i Court, essential prelude to the institution of the Universal House of Justice. I hail particularly the brilliant victory won by the American Baha'i community in meeting the financial requirements for the completion of the interior ornamentation of the temple and eliminating the deficit in the victory fund, exploits doubly meritorious owing to the added responsibilities courageously assumed to assist enterprise in the African field and construction of the Bab Sepulchre in the Holy Land. I am thrilled by the multiple evidences of for the simultaneous prosecution of the high national plans, East and West, and the rise and steady consolidation of the world center of the faith, constituting the distinguishing features of the second epoch of the formative age, whose inception on the morrow of the Second World War coincided with the inauguration of the second Baha'i century, and which bids fair to eclipse the splendors of the preceding epoch, which posterity will associate with the birth and rise of the embryonic world order of Baha'u'llah. Shoghi. Cablegram, April 25, 1951. Reorientation. Emergence of independent sovereign state in Holy Land, synchronizing with the rise and consolidation of the administrative center of the world faith of Baha'u'llah, of which the establishment of the International Baha'i Council and the construction of the superstructure of the Bab Sepulcher constitute the initial major evidences, as well as the projected acquisition of extensive properties in close neighborhood of the most holy tomb of Baha and the precincts of the shrine on Mount Carmel, Haifa. Essential to their preservation, resulting from far-reaching changes in the newly established state, demand henceforth reorientation and necessitate increasing financial support by Baha'i national communities of East and West through curtailment of national and local budgets. The extent of appropriations from national and local budgets of communities in both hemispheres is regarded as a spiritual obligation and left to the discretion of the elected representatives of the believers. Moreover, participation of individual believers through contributions directly transmitted to the Holy Land are imperative and beyond the scope of the jurisdiction of national and local assemblies. Upon the response of the privileged builders of the world order of Baha'u'llah depend the nature and the rapidity of the evolution of the World Administrative Center, designed to culminate in the erection of the last unit crowning the structure of the embryonic world order of Baha'u'llah. Our distinguished co-worker, Millie Collins, Vice Chairman of the International Council, is acquainting you with the pressing problems and the projected plans of contracts afoot designed to accelerate the process initiated in the Holy Land for the furtherance of my supreme, momentous, highly meritorious objectives. Communicate this message to all national assemblies. Shoghi. Cablegram, April 25, 1951. Invite valiant co-sharers in holy enterprise to join me in prayer. Announce to national assemblies of East and West that hallowed historic enterprise which posterity will hail as most befitting tribute by present generation of builders of embryonic world order of Baha'u'llah in memory of the prophet herald of Baha'i dispensation is now entering new stage of development, presaging the approaching year of final consummation. Owing to magnitude of task undertaken, manifold responsibilities already shouldered by Baha'i communities of East and West, no further step beyond construction of arcade, erection of crowning parapet, was originally envisaged. Sudden, unexpected worsening of international situation, necessity to affect economy, exigencies attending rise of World Administrative Center of Faith, impelled me subsequently to place contract in Italy for provision of stones required for both octagon and dome, leaving resumption of construction work to indefinite future date. I am now encouraged, owing response to recent call, to take eagerly anticipated decision to commence octagon, first major unit of superstructure of sacred stately edifice designed to support drum and pave way for erection of dome, last remaining unit of entire enterprise. Contract of approximately $30,000 has just been placed in Holy Land for construction of octagons, including 8 pinnacles, following completion of structural work commenced last June. Further consignment, 120 tons, comprising lower part of octagon and pinnacles, 4 completed facades, door window frames have arrived at Port of Haifa. Invite valiant co-sharers in Holy Enterprise, join me in prayers for its uninterrupted prosecution and speedy fulfillment of hopes cherished by both Baha'u'llah and Abdu'l-Baha for glorification of eternal resting place of Primal Point, bosom of God's holy mountain, Khashoggi, August 24, 1951.
This is the end of side 1, ending on page 15. Please turn the cassette.